Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Frosty Friday, everyone. Take that how you may. Might describe your windshield this morning when you woke up. Might describe a little Miller time in the Hart household tonight. You take it how you may, Fitzy, but it's a frosty fall football Friday, a Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Andy, I take cold showers to wake up before the show, and this is the first time all year. I'm kind of regretting it because I didn't anticipate how effing cold the water would be. That said, I am wide awake for a frosty Friday football action-packed show today.
So we're about 10 minutes away to talking with one of the Patriots coordinators, and this week it is Josh McDaniels, the guy who is doing his job so well, apparently. He's already being asked if he wants to stay with Drake May forever or would he be looking for another head coaching job. We can get into that later because I want to pose a question, Fitzy, right out the gates here. Success has found its way into Foxborough and New England. They're 3-2. They're a top 10 team. Their quarterback's top 10. That guy we just talked to is WR1, as they like to say in the business, Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. And it made me think, suddenly there's actually talent all over this team that we're pointing to, key players that we're like, oh, that guy seems important. Oh, that guy's got an important role now. Christian Gonzalez. Defense wasn't good when he wasn't out there. It's gotten better since he's out there. Then, oh my God. He's limited yesterday, but he's back out there today. Gonzalez stays in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. So, who, not named Drake May, because the quarterback's always the answer in football. If you can ask one of these questions about somebody being important to the team, quarterback's always the answer. Maybe ask Bill Belichick about that. When you have a bad $2 million quarterback, you have a bad football team. And we'll get to Bill Belichick later in the breaking news from The Athletic, or a depth piece from The Athletic, I should describe it as. But Fitzy. Uh-huh. Which player on the Patriots, five games into the season, has become the most important non-Drake May player? Ooh. And would you like me to give you options, or do you just want to throw out an answer right off the top of your head?
I've narrowed it down to a top three, and it's going to be tough.
Okay, number three on Fitzy's list is Fitzy's three.
The Fitzy trio.
Fitzy five.
Minus two. I'll go number three. Number three, Milton Williams.
I like it. Just spoke with the Jones and Keefe show, the Milt Man.
The Milt Man has delivered time and again. Maybe we'll hear from Christian Barmore later on in the show about just what a massive impact he's had on his game, the D-line, and the defense overall. That guy likes being a Patriot. Hell, I'll tell you a team that would love to have him right about now. Oh, just about any other team in the NFL, but most especially Big Dom's Philadelphia Eagles, who suddenly don't seem to have the same teeth on D that they used to now that the Milt Man is delivering in New England. Coming in at number two. That would be none other than WR1, Stephon Diggs. Man, the energy that this guy has brought is unbelievable. His buy-in and subsequently the offense, the quarterbacks, the team's buy-in behind him Andy, this is the first guy that legitimately has had Patriots players and fans alike ready to run through that quickly erected metaphorical brick wall. Holy smokes. He is all about that action. And from last Sunday night to now, he's easily become my new favorite member of the 2025 Patriots. And the number one most indispensable New England Patriot 2025 on the Fitzy 5 minus 2 is Gonzo, Christian Gonzalez.
Oh, I mean, the old hammy guy himself.
The difference that he makes. I mean, you just saw easily yourself how much better that defense got when he came in. Like, they were good, but they were just missing that little extra something. All of a sudden, you get one of the five best cornerbacks in the NFL and soon to be a $130-plus million man back there. Boom. Sauce. Gonzo is the tops.
So I like your list, and I do think it probably could be expanded to a Fitzy 5 on a different day, different time of year, different show. But interestingly, in my ear, one Dan Ball chimes in with, my answer wasn't on Fitzy's list of three answers. So Dan Ball, most important Patriots player not named Drake May, five games into the 2025 season, is?
I think so. Good afternoon, boys.
Hey, how are you?
Compared to expectation, defense has been roughly what we were hoping it would be. Offense has been a lot better than I think we thought it would be to this point in the season. And the player that I think has showed up and showed out is Will Campbell.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Big Country is my most important Patriots player
other than Drake May. That,
yes, they actually do, because Drake May yelled it at him from across the locker room.
Yeah. Wait, it's Bryant Reeves plays for the Patriots?
No, he's much better looking, more athletic. I think he's going to have a better career, higher upside, all those things. Yeah, Mark Daniels, I believe, actually asked him. He's like, no, Drake just calls me that. They don't call me that. One of those types of things.
Yeah, so. But Drake is our quarterback, so it's now his nickname.
I will say, if the coach or the quarterback calls you something, it generally sticks. It generally has legs. They will be calling you that moving forward, Big Country.
And I'm just begging for Drake May to show any kind of personality or any anything about him other than just I play football and my teammates are great. So yeah. If he's creating nicknames, embrace that. Let's go.
Absolutely. Stiz, would you like to play this game of most important Patriot not named Drake May five games into the 2025 season?
I'm with my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan. I'm a Will Campbell guy. I was excited when we drafted him. First game, I was like, oh, did I? But he's shown improved. I love him. I love him in the locker room. Let's go. Will Campbell, baby. Protect our quarterback. Die for Drake May.
You guys think he's the most important Patriot? Wow.
Okay, yeah. Can I throw a few more names out there that I don't think are actually in contention for the number one spot, but if I were doing a ranking or a rundown like Fitzy did, and a reminder, we're about 5 minutes away from talking with Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, about the important guys on his offense at the very least. But a couple names I would throw out there, sneaky candidate, because I think the other end of the line is really important too, and you don't have depth on the line. Morgan Moses has done a really nice job at right tackle. I do not want to see either of these tackles miss time. I think if either of these tackles miss time, you could have problems, even though I have a developing take that, it's not even really a developing take. I think it's a fact. I think it's become quite clear that the best offensive line coach since Dante Scarnecchia is Doug Marrone.
Oh,
we missed
down.
It a couple weeks ago. They put Ben Brown in there, and we didn't even talk about it. Like, he was fine. And that's what used to happen with Dante Scarnecchia. He puts a guy in there, and you're like, oh, they got a backup. That went fine. Let's just move on to the next week. And that's how it's been with Doug Marrone.
What is Russ Hoogsteen doing in the Super Bowl? Oh, wait a second. We never mentioned his name.
Right. So they have scar power back with Doug Marrone. Yes, Dan Ball.
That's also why I'm arguing on behalf of Will Campbell, because he's starting next to a rookie guard who hasn't really played guard before, and then you rotate in Ben Brown, and you really haven't heard much of anything about any struggles for the offensive line. So I think he's held down the left side of that line tremendously.
Let me throw out another tag team type player. Morgan Moses and Will Campbell's your tag team on the tackle position on offense.
Well,
I would say
there
your...
it is.
Defensive tackle position has a good tag team working with Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, who, if you go by some of the things that I don't go by, but other people do, like PFF statistics, rankings, grades, things of that nature. Christian Barmore has actually been better than Milton Williams with some of the numbers, and I think that tag team duo in there has been really impressive. I'd also throw, and this may just be a dark horse candidate, you could probably survive without him, but I do think he's really important, is Hunter Henry. I think Hunter Henry, early on, before Steph Diggs caught fire at receiver, Hunter Henry was a really important go-to guy for Drake May, and I still think there is a rapport and a comfort level there for him. But Fitzy, if you made me pick, it's Steph Diggs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steph Diggs has become the guy. They have a guy to throw to, and as you mentioned, he might be, and we're going to have to get into this after we talk to Josh McDaniels, the best combination of on-field performance and energy guy or whatever you want to call
charisma,
it. Charisma.
Yeah. The intangibles, the unquantifiable, the things that like you want the player to bring that inspires others to want to raise their quality and caliber of gameplay. He's doing all of that. The best thing that could have happened for this football team is going to Buffalo with Steph Diggs saddled with vengeance on the mind.
Yes, that was, and that's the challenge he and they face that he brought up in his strongly worded comment that comes from a leadership perspective about this week maybe being tougher. You know, getting ready for the Saints, a team you're quote unquote supposed to beat, a team you go on the road against that isn't a division rival or foe. One of your best players didn't formally play for them, so there isn't this automatic energy in the locker room on the practice field. Can you kind of strum up that energy a little bit and find
a way? Will Campbell, I mean, Will, it's a little bit of a homecoming.
He never played boys for the Saints.
No, but he's a Louisiana guy, and he's going down to the Caesars Superdome, so there should be a little home cooking for Sling Blade, the left tackle out there.
I would be quite happy if I see him yelling at everybody on the sideline and when the defense is on the field yelling still and be like, this is my state. We need to prove it. Nobody comes here and wins a football game against my team. I owned this state, blah. I would love to see that. I don't think you will. I'm not sure that's his big country style of leadership. But
maybe he'll just wrestle a gator on the sidelines before the game or something.
There is certainly a challenge here for the Patriots to get themselves ready for a very important football game. And Josh McDaniels, we are awaiting his arrival here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, Dan Bald, we have an update in regards to
that. He is doing his offensive coordinator due diligence and meeting with somebody right now. So we are expecting him any moment from now.
Okay, any moment we'll talk to the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels, here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Reminder, we'll also at 3:30 have our weekly check-in with Mike Giardi. We'll get his input. I'll be interesting to see what he has to say about the most important Patriots player right now, not named Drake May, as this team strengthens and evolves. You know what I like, Fitzy, though? The list.
Ice
I just
cream.
Like the list. Well, I love ice. I had some good ice cream last night with a little cotton candy topping sprinkled on top. But no, I love that there's a list.
On a freezing cold Thursday night in the fall that feels wintry, you had a cotton candy topping?
The heart wants what the heart wants, right? That's
the
that's
heart wants what the heart gets.
Absolutely. But no, there's a list. You know, in recent years on the Six Rings pod, we've talked about, like, oh, players you'd like to protect and most important players, jersey
sales. We didn't
have
anybody in an expansion draft that we would have. Literally, we had nobody that we would protect one season in an expansion draft for the team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.